another earthquake this morning, and so I was curious what the heck's going on with the earth underneath our feet. So I've got John Cassidy, an earthquake seismologist with Natural Resources Canada, on the line with us. John, thank you for taking some time to chat with us today.
I'm happy to. Thank you, Nicholas.
Okay, so this one, I was woken up by it this morning. I don't know what your morning routine is, but I'm sure you felt it at some point. Tell us what happened this morning.
Yeah, I had the same, a very rude awakening with everything shaking at 2 minutes after five. Rumbling sound in Victoria. Absolutely knew it was an earthquake right away. It was the shaking and the noise, and it continued for about 10 seconds at my house. So, ducking under pillows on my head to just protect from anything that might fall over if the shaking got worse. It was quite a shake, and quite a long duration shake today.
Yeah, so that 10 seconds is longer. I'm from the East Coast, and I always, on my bucket list, was to feel an earthquake. So I can cross that one off my list this morning.
Okay.
But right. Is 10 seconds, is that long?
It is pretty long. It is. Often these little felt earthquakes, and we do have maybe a half dozen earthquakes that are felt around the southern part of the island each year. Typically, just one or 2 seconds, or very few seconds of shaking, and often it's described as it feels like a truck hit the house. But today's was definitely a longer shaking.
And this is something, because we had another one that we felt not too long ago, just off the shores of Seychelles. Are we getting more than normal, John, or is this pretty standard operating procedure?
Yes and no. We record tiny earthquakes every single day all through this area. So it's not unusual to see earthquakes occurring around Victoria, Seychelles, the West Coast. They're happening all the time. They're generally just a little bit smaller. What is different this time is that we've had three felt earthquakes here on the South Island and southwestern British Columbia in a relatively short time window of just about 10 days. That's unusual to have, three earthquakes felt by, in this case, thousands of people felt today's earthquake, and thousands, about 10,000 felt the Seychelles earthquake. So a little bit unusual, but it's of course not impossible. Earthquakes are happening here all the time.
And I know a lot of people, they say that when there's some smaller earthquakes that are happening, they're always concerned about the big one. John, should we be worried about the big one?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's always the first question that we get. So this doesn't tell us that when a larger earthquake might happen here. It doesn't mean that we're closer. It also doesn't mean that we're less likely to have a big earthquake, because the amount of energy released in these little earthquakes like today's is really a drop in the bucket compared to a very large event. The really big earthquakes happen decades or centuries apart. The last really big one on Vancouver Island was 1946, and that was a 7.3 earthquake, about 1,000 times stronger than today's. And then in 2001, there was a 6.8 earthquake near Seattle. Basically, everyone felt and some minor damage in Victoria. So today's earthquake really is a reminder. It reminds us we live in an active earthquake zone, that we've seen much larger earthquakes in the past, and the importance of knowing what to do when that shaking begins and being prepared. So having the drop cover and hold on is so important. And the hold on is because during large earthquakes and very strong shaking, furniture can move away from you. So you want to protect yourself from falling items.
And I know that, since we are in an active earthquake zone, as you mentioned, there's a lot of earthquake ratings. Everything's a little bit more seismically prepared in terms of building codes and stuff like that. Do you know what level we should be concerned about, a lot of damage to buildings?
Typically, we don't see any damage until you're at about a magnitude 5, and if you're close to that. Typically, where you might start to see damage, again, if you're relatively close, tens of kilometers, would be magnitude 5.5, 6, 7, so the larger earthquakes. And of course, the larger the earthquake is, the longer the shaking continues for. So the largest earthquakes that we know about in this area are offshore magnitude 9 earthquakes that happen centuries apart, somewhere between 250 and about 850 years between earthquakes. So those are the largest and quite rare events. shaking from those would last 4 to 5 minutes. So very similar to the Tohoku earthquake in Japan and the big Chile earthquake in 2010. So the same type of earthquakes that we see around the Pacific have happened off of our coast in the past. So it's been a while. It's been 325 years, but they happen here as well.
Is there any indication from like this one and the one in Seashell, like is there any way that we can predict future activity, or is it still kind of just a bit of a crapshoot?
Yeah, there really isn't any way to predict at this point. And those two earthquakes, Seashell and the one near Orcas Island in Washington, there'd be no connection between those. It really is so far away that it's not, you know, one earthquake hasn't caused the other one. So it really is just a coincidence. And unfortunately, there is no way to predict earthquakes. We do have now an earthquake early warning system in place in coastal British Columbia. So if a magnitude 5 or larger earthquake, so larger than today's, but 5 or larger, close enough to an urban area where you might see potential damage, then the alert would be pushed out to your cell phone, to radios, television, in exactly the same way that an amber alert would be issued. So your phone would start buzzing and jumping up and down. So that is a new system in place. It was operational for the Seashell earthquake, and individuals in the vicinity of Seashell did receive the alert. So it's a new system, but today's earthquake was below the threshold.
Okay. And I noticed I found you over on Twitter X, by the way, at Earthquake Guy. I love that handle.
Thank you.
Great handle. You posted a kind of like a, I don't know, is it a graph? Like it kind of looks like an audio wave of, is that like that early detection system?
That is simply the just the recording of the earthquake, of today's earthquake. So time is early in the morning, but it's a seismogram that shows the ground shaking essentially, and so time is to the right, and what you're looking at is the up and down, the vertical ground shaking, those blue lines.
Okay.
So there are different types of waves from an earthquake, and the very first arriving wave is what we call a P wave or a sound wave. And then a short time later is the larger shaking, which is side to side. And that's called the S wave.
And is what we're looking at, all these different graphs, is that different locations?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So those stations are, the closest one there is Victoria, VGZ. And then PGC is near Sydney. If you're in the Duncan area, SYMB is probably the closest. QEPB is Queen Elizabeth Park, downtown Vancouver. Ventur Mountain, Cowichan Lake, and Nanaimo is the bottom two traces.
So this is another one that was felt like Vancouver all the way across the island and stuff like that.
It was, yeah. We've had reports from up in the Courtenay area, south to Victoria, and then continuing south through Seattle, Tacoma, and out to the east, even a few reports from the Okanagan.
Wow.
But quite a few from, of course, Greater Vancouver and the lower mainland, Fraser Valley.
Thank you so much for your time today, John. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
It's really a good reminder. There are a lot of simple things that we can do to be better prepared for earthquakes. You know, don't have a heavy picture over your bed, number one, that's going to fall on you in the night. And having a flashlight, a pair of solid shoes under your bed so that you can move around your house after the shaking, if there's broken glass, if there's a power outage. So, you know, a lot of simple things. The Shakeout BC website is really good, or the Prepare Yourself website.
All right. Well, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today. I'm sure you had a busy day.
Yeah. Thanks so much, and you're most welcome.
That is John Cassidy, an earthquake seismologist with Natural Resources Canada. My name is Nicholas Arnold for Vista Radio.